My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we are joined right now by Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, and he's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% on installation of Gutter Helmet during their fall sale. This month only, 888-5-HELMET. Good morning to you, Jeff. We're in it now, baby.
Game week morning. Let's go.
Jeff, what are you most looking to hear from Mike Tomlin today?
We've acquired a wide receiver. I kind of want to get a feeling for him just, you know, I want to hear confidence, which I probably will. I want to hear him kind of explain how far they've come with their offense. I mean, it's that type of things I want. I mean, you're going to hear the cliches. Like, you know what you're going to hear when you get in there. And there's really, other than, you know, what he says about Sayamalu, there's not an outstanding real position other than maybe Beanie Bishop at slot. I mean, most of the other things, again, other than Sayamalu, are pretty much set.
Is it going to be Spencer Anderson, you think?
Yes. So yeah, I don't have doubt about that.
One career snap for good old Spencer Anderson. Now, I know he was up on the active roster and active on game day, I think, for 8 games last year. Do you think that's the right call by them?
Well, I think it's the one. I think he's the best option for them. I think if Herbig is healthy, you know, you would have slid him over to guard and put Frazier in at center, but you don't have that option. It was interesting. We talked to Anderson yesterday, and in college, I mean, he played every position. But he said when he first got moved into guard, he was like, man, I'm a tackle. Like, you want to be a tackle. Like, there's some gravitas that comes with tackle. And then he said as he moved inside and started playing guard more, he's like, you know, the guys that go up against a guard are kind of like-bodied guys to me. Like, there are no TJ Watts at guard. You know, there are no guys with crazy freak athletic speed like a Nick Herbig at guard. So he said he started to get into it, and really this offseason, into Steelers voluntary work and into mandatory work as well, he's been primarily a guard.
Now, I saw a video of Troy Faltanu out there yesterday. If he had been healthy this whole time, do you think there might have been a chance they'd have had him play at guard?
No, I don't. I don't. He hadn't worked it at all. And I think they see him as a starting right tackle and Broderick over on the left. I don't know when that's going to happen, but no, I don't think they listen. Spencer Anderson's a guy they liked. I was 7th round pick last year. And once they got him into practice, the more and more they liked him. So I'm not saying he's a long-term solution there necessarily, sure. But I think he's a guy that I think this would have been Anderson anyway, even if Faltanu was healthy.
Do you think if Faltanu had been healthy the whole time, that even because of the Sayamalu injury, we would still see Broderick Jones on the right and Dan Moore on the left, because you would have so much inexperience with the Seumalo injury.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think that's one of the hidden things with the Seumalo injury is, you know, Dan Moore was saying last week, hey, finally, I've got the same guy at guard for 2 years in a row, and it's an experienced guy. And he was feeling good about the fact that they had a relationship where they didn't even have to talk. Like, they knew what each other could do. Now you put, you know, Anderson or, you know, we put somebody else into that mix, and that affects more. That affects, you know, a rookie center who doesn't have that experienced guy to his left. So I think those things do impact it. So I do think you would have probably seen more. Like, you don't want to disrupt too much on that left side, even though they think Broderick Jones is the left tackle of the future.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jaylen Warren says he's good to go on Sunday, and, well, it's Tuesday now, so we'll see how this all plays out. Still going to need to practice this week. Do you expect a regular workload for Jaylen Warren?
Yeah, he went through individual drills yesterday. He said he will be in team practice tomorrow. That'll be the big one. Can he get through team practice? I mean, it's not a ton of hitting, but he's going to have to make cuts. He's going to have to do things that you don't do in individual. So how he makes it out of there. But, I mean, you're watching him do individual yesterday, and you would have no idea that he's got a hamstring injury. So it looks good. Let's see how he makes it through tomorrow. But, man, I mean, listen, this guy combined for over 1,100 yards last year. To miss that out of the offense, that's a blow, especially for, you know, a brand-new offense. He's your home run hitter. You want that in the lineup.
Would it be more surprising than not now if Cam Hayward got a new contract, Jeff?
I mean, it's not that we haven't seen the last week contract before. We've seen it a couple of times. So I'm still not ruling out the fact that both those guys could get new contracts. It's taken a while. I do think the Aiyuk situation held it up. And there seems to be no – like, Cam is still – you know, publicly throwing out, hey, I want to be a Steeler. And is that just him last minute negotiating? Is that just him expressing his feelings? I still think the Steeler organization values a guy that's been around and done the things he's done that long. If they could work on a final number. And I do think they'll figure out something with Freiermuth. I mean, Freiermuth is probably going to be their number two receiver this year.
I would think so as well, and Freiermuth may or may not have dragged me on Twitter this weekend, Jeff. I don't know if you saw that.
he was excited about it. He and Beanie had a little bet. Hopefully Beanie didn't get over his skis being just an undrafted rookie.
Yeah, I hope Beanie's not out a game check or anything like that, because then he might have trouble paying rent. And I think from now on, if it ever happens again, because we might not see it in our lifetime, I'm probably going to talk a little less junk on Penn State. I think that might be a good move moving forward, Jeff. I did want to ask you about the Pitt game, though. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say this. Freiermuth gets it. He's fun. Like, he could play around a little bit on Twitter, and it's not, like, super serious. He's a guy that you kind of love to see on Twitter because, you know, okay, this is just part of a game for him.
I'm with you on that. I think he's a really good guy. Jeff, Pitt puts up 55 points. Eli Holstein is the guy. And Cade Bell, I thought the offense clearly looked different. If you had to slap a grade on that performance, what would you give it?
Yeah, I would say a minus. I mean, there are a couple of drop picks, so there's some things to work on. I mean, if you're getting really, you know, picky about it.
Sure.
But they didn't have procedure penalties. I thought they, you know, Eli Holstein seemed to be in complete control of that offense. He ran it well. That first drive, there was no incompletions. And the thing about Eli is he threw to spots. And, you know, it looked like he's not a pro quarterback. But he looked like that in the sense that it didn't matter who the receiver was. He had complete trust in all of them, and he didn't wait for them to go open. He was thrown to a spot because he expected them to be open, and he made good throws. I mean, some throws, even the one down to Kenny Johnson, people, well, you know, if you let it a little bit more, it would have been a touchdown. But he also threw in a spot where it couldn't have been intercepted. It was a really nice catch, but a good throw by Eli. Now, that being said, Pitt doesn't play in the MAC. And they don't play basement teams in the MAC all the time. So they're going to take a step up in Cincinnati. Let's see how this kid does on the road. Cincinnati's typically a tough road venue. And then, obviously, they've got West Virginia next week.
Well, there's something Pitt does that I really wish my guys would do, and that's play the MAC team first, darn it. Like, get it out of the way. Figure out what you got, what you like, what you don't like, and then start playing the big boys. And that's what Pitt's doing as the competition, yeah, does step up against Cincinnati on the road this week. Jeff, it's so good to be able to talk real, legitimate football with you, man. And I can't wait to preview Steelers-Falcons on Thursday, buddy.
Talk to you then.
All right, pal. Jeff Hatherm, our sports director. Check out what he's got going on at 93.7thefan.com. One of the absolute best in the business. What a nice guy that Jeff Hathorn is. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I said this weekend that I had an epiphany on the Steelers. I thought about a ton of Steelers stuff. You get 4 days, you're not working. And I feel like there's a thing I've been a little too hard on them about. And I'm going to amend that when I come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good talk with Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, in the last segment. And there's one area I think I might have been a little too critical about with the Steelers. And I'll tell you about that coming up in a minute. But we were also talking about Pat Freiermuth and that he could potentially and should potentially have a good season this year with Arthur Smith calling the shots. And a bunch of people on the text line and on Twitter have disagreed with that. Now, I'm going to take up for my guy Pat Freiermuth now. He dragged me on the internet this weekend. I tweeted out about West Virginia, Penn State, and he quote tweeted it, that still shot of the video where I'm listed as a Penn State fan on KDKA. And so you would think I'd be mad at Fry. I'm not. Pat Freiermuth, good guy despite his Penn State allegiance. He's going to have a good year this year. They should absolutely pay him, and they should do it now before he'd make more money at the end of the year after the good year he's going to have. He deserves to get paid. The last time Pat Freiermuth was healthy, wasn't last year, he had 732 yards. That's not a number that jumps off the sheet at you, but guess what? It was sixth among all tight ends in the NFL. He also had the sixth most catches among all tight ends in the NFL. So he was really the sixth best tight end in the National Football League just 2 years ago. That's pretty good. If you had the sixth best wide receiver, people would be dancing in the streets. If you had the sixth best quarterback, you might have a chance to win the Super Bowl. They had the sixth best tight end 2 years ago. And the year before that was Ben's final season, and he wasn't great, Ben. He was a lot better than they've had since then, clearly. Freiermuth caught 7 touchdown passes. And Pat Freiermuth's a good player. Last season, he had bad quarterback play and a historically bad offensive coordinator. And he was hurt. So I throw last season out. You want to stay healthy. That's important. Duh. But if he is healthy this year, the way that Arthur Smith utilizes tight ends, I'm expecting a big year from Pat Freiermuth. And who would you rather Russell Wilson and or Justin Fields throw the football to? Freiermuth? Or Van Jefferson? If you're not all screaming Van Jefferson at your radios right now, oh, darn it, I got it wrong. I got it backwards, gals. If you're not all screaming Pat Freiermuth at your radios right now, then you might be as dumb as the radio host who just said it backwards 10 seconds ago. This tight end coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, here's where I want to dial it back on the Steelers a little bit. I've been very critical about the way that they've used Broderick Jones, but I don't think that's fair. If everyone were healthy, I shouldn't give them the benefit of the doubt, but I will. I think Sayamalu would be your right tackle and Broderick Jones would be your left. But Broderick's not healthy. Sayamalu finally got healthy and practiced yesterday, but you're not going to play Troy Fautanu at right tackle after missing as much time as he missed. You're not going to do that in game number one. Not when you've got an injury at left guard. If Fautanu played right tackle and Broderick Jones played left tackle, and you've got Spencer Anderson at left guard and Zach Frazier at center, you've got by far the least experienced offensive line in the NFL. And you can make an argument that, hey, baptism by fire, that's going to be your line eventually. Let them gel. Normally, I would agree with something like that. But not when I put such a premium on needing to win early games this season because of the back half of the schedule. You got to climb out of a big hole if you stumble out the gates here. And you won games with Broderick Jones as your right tackle and Dan Moore as your left tackle last year. And so right now, I think you have to survive. Spencer Anderson has played a grand total of one snap in his career. He's going to be your left guard. If Broderick Jones played next to him, you got two real inexperienced dudes. So from left to right, you're going Broderick Jones playing left tackle for the first time in the NFL, who didn't even play a full season as a rookie, basically still a rookie. Spencer Anderson with one snap, a rookie center, a veteran at right guard, and a rookie right tackle. If you want to see the Steelers try to win football games and not think more about development, then I think right now, Broderick Jones at right and Dan Moore Jr. at left is the way to go. It's not how I thought before these 4 days off, but I really started to think about it. I think if Sayamalu were healthy, then I would view this totally differently. That's what's really changed my opinion here. If Sayamalu's healthy, and he won't be back for 3 to 4 weeks, if he were good to go, you play him at left guard, and you play Broderick Jones at left tackle, and you play Sayamalu at right tackle. But he's not. And I can't basically start four rookies on my offensive line in Atlanta and expect to win a football game. You just can't do it. That'd be coaching malpractice. It'd be Pirates-esque. Well, let's see what we got with these guys. Throw them out there. No, you got to win games early. You might have to go 6-3 or 7-2 early. Because I think if you do that, then 500-ish in the back half of the schedule can get you to the playoffs. But if you play all these guys right now, you're not going to be winning seven games out of your first nine. You might not anyway, but I think you're going to have a much more difficult road to doing that if you're playing four inexperienced offensive linemen. And I don't really care who you're playing. It's the NFL, and you're already a three-point dog against Atlanta, and you got the Chargers, and you got the Colts. It's not the most difficult, most challenging schedule, but it is the NFL. And I think you got to go with more experience here. When Sayamalu comes back, I think you reevaluate. And you see just how it goes game by game. But to start the season with four very inexperienced offensive linemen, I think would be coaching malpractice. What say you? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up next, are you smarter than a plumber? We've had a new format the last 2 weeks, and I thought it was good before. I think it's way better now, but I don't have my partner in crime. We'll see if Southside Jake can best us in a trivia battle when we come back. And now we're joined by Southside Jake for our wildly popular trivia segment, Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Doran out today, a little under the weather. Hope to have our guy back tomorrow. And I'd really love to have him for this segment because he saved my tookus last week. Jake, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Oh, God, I'm doing good. You're in trouble today, man. I mean, geez.
I think I might be.
I mean, is there anyone in the lobby? Is there anyone in the lobby you can grab?
Or, well, Callis is going to help out as much as he can. Yeah, Callis will be my lifeline here. I don't see anybody meandering around the hallway, so it's just the two of us VU. And I imagine that you've come prepared with some difficult ones because of how the last 2 weeks have went.
Yeah, I'm coming for blood today, that's for sure, because, you know, last 2 weeks, I don't have any blood left in my body after you two beat me up.
Yeah, I barely do after Saturday and the Penn State deal and the lightning delay. All right, Jake, hit us with what you got, big guy. Let's go.
All right, same format as we've been doing for the last 2 weeks. Players, you know, here we go. So this player was a Chicago Blackhawks center. He was a Stanley Cup champion in 1961. And only player in NHL history to win the Art Ross, Hart, and Lady Byng in the same season. And he did it twice.
He did it twice?
Twice.
Meaning I should absolutely know the answer to this. Callis has no clue. No clue. All right, I'm 0 for 1. Just tell me before this gets too embarrassing.
Stan Mikita.
I should have known that.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
agree.
All right, hit me with number two. Stan Mikita, right. 1961 we're going. Oh, dang. All right, here we go. Well, I don't think Doran would have known that one either.
No, but
I can't speak for him. Maybe he would have. Doran's a big hockey guy.
He is, you're right. Big-time player winning those trophies like that. All right.
Stan Mikita, you know.
MLB pitcher from 1998 to 2006. First team was San Diego Padres. He was an MLB All-Star in 2005. Born and lives in Butler, PA.
Oh, man. I don't think this guy lives in Butler, but the name that jumped out to me was Jake Peavy.
No, he didn't end his career in 2006, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm a local guy from 98 to 06.
Who pitched.
For the Padres.
Mm-hmm. Pitcher. Started his career. I think he had like four or five teams, but started his career in San Diego.
Was he an all-star for San Diego?
No.
Okay. All right. This is wheelhouse baseball time for me, too, back when I was in the prime of my baseball caring.
Callis is a baseball guy.
Yeah, but I was young, and that's a really specific amount of time.
True.
I was born in 98.
We all know the local guys.
This is going to drive me nuts, because when you say it, I'm going to have needed to know this information.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Pat Mahomes Sr., was it?
No.
No, it's not.
No. Your timeline a little off on the Mr.
Mahomes. I don't think he grew up in PA then, did he?
All right, hit me again. 0 for 2.
Matt Clement.
That's tough for you, Crowley. You love that guy.
That's tough for us. What are you talking about? I can't just
Well, you love Clement. He was one of your favorite guys. He's been on our show before.
He was on our show all the time. He was on our show with us a couple times this year. I love Clement. This is unbelievable. Mm. I thought he had a longer career, and I totally blacked out on him ever being with the Padres. Like, I had him as a Chicago Cub pitching with Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor, and I totally blacked out on that. All right, can we do a money ball here? Can this one be for all the marbles?
All right, yeah, we'll make it interesting. I think you guys got this one. I think you got this one, actually. All right, here we go. Pro Football Hall of Famer, 26 seasons of professional football.
Oh my God.
Two position player, QB and kicker.
Johnny Unitas.
Don't you want the last tip?
No.
Hint? Oh, well, I mean, you're wrong, but you should.
All right, who is it?
Hint.
Who is it?
Hails from Westmoreland County, Youngwood, PA. George Blanda.
Should have known that one, too. An embarrassing 0 for 3. An embarrassing 0 for 3.
I told you I was coming for blood today.
Yeah. Matt Clement?
I mean,
let me tell you something here. both of you guys. My football team got the hell kicked out of it on Saturday, and I had to sit in a 2-hour and 15-minute lightning delay.
Oh, your life is terrible.
Only on Sunday to get totally dragged by Penn State fans because of Pat Freiermuth. Then I come up on here today doing a fabulous show, but I get totally steamrolled by a guy that I consider a friend in Southside Jake. So that's three butt whoopings in 4 days. Jake, this was awesome for you. We're now 2-1 against you, but this one feels like it hurt more than the other ones felt good.
Well, I hope your life turns around. So, you know, good luck to you, and thanks for playing, and you did a good job by yourself.
Goodbye, Jake.
Goodbye.
Southside Plumbing and Heating. Southside Jake. You know what I need to do? Is I need to just draw these things out, because the text line always has me.
Mm.
Text line's always got our back here.
Did they get them? Somebody get them in there?
Yeah.
That's good.
And people are mad at me for not looking at the text line. Everyone knew Blanda.
That's cheating, though.
Everyone knew Blanda. Everyone knew Matt Clement. Nobody had the Stan Mikita. But honestly, I should have known all three. But my brain doesn't work at 7:35 in the morning.
My brain just hatched an idea.
What we if, go beat up Southside Jake?
No. What if we ever have one of those prizes or those contests, why don't we have a bonus question from him? And if a fan gets it, they win tickets to something.
Do we have tickets to give away?
Not today. Okay. But I meant if we do in the future. Yeah.
Have a fan, have a listener come on and help us.
Not help us. Just get a bonus question for the fan.
I do like
and
that.
The first fan to get it from those that call in, win the tickets.
I apologize.
Jake would have to find one more question.
I like that idea, and I also apologize. Coming up next, Caboli's going to be with us from 8 o'clock until 10. So we're going to move our great unsponsored but actually sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun brought to you by
Champ Tires.
Champ Tires, all brands in every size. We'll do that coming up next with a little college flair. 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Callis, do you got the football music, baby? Are you prepared for the great unsponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size? Ah, there it is. And it is NFL music, but that's just what we do. This one's more college. Caboli going to be joining us. He, of course, the Pat McAfee Steelers insider from 8 o'clock until 10. So 2 hours of the big kaboom coming your way, but a lot of big-time stuff we got to talk about from this weekend in college football, and we spent a bunch of time on Pitt earlier on in the show. I thought Eli Holstein mostly really good. Did throw a couple of questionable passes that could have been picked off. Okay. But first time as a starting quarterback, new offense. I think the takeaway is he looked really good, and he has a command of that offense, which I didn't think we saw any procedural penalties, anything like that, which with a new offensive coordinator, with the new helmet communication, with a new quarterback, with some new players and pieces, I think is to be expected. Didn't see any of that from Pitt. So that's a massive step offensively from where they were last year. Now, not the biggest test. Kent State a bad MAC team? Okay. But the offense looked infinitely better, and you can just tell they know what they're doing. So I thought overall an A-minus kind of performance from the Pitt offense. The defense, I think, is going to be fine. It's a Pat Narduzzi coach defense. Big challenge this week against Cincinnati. Cincy opening up as I see a 2-point favorite. It's early in the week. I like Pitt to win that game, but more on that later on. People have asked on the text line and on Twitter, why haven't you talked about the West Virginia-Penn State game? Well, this is the Pitt flagship station, and this is the first show we're doing of Steelers game week. So there's why. But we'll talk about it here. Penn State looks really good. Drew Aller looks really good. The new offense coordinated by Andy Kotelnicki looks really good. And Penn State's defense, we knew would be good, also looked really good on Saturday. It would surprise me if Penn State is not a college football playoff team this year. I think Ohio State's the best team in the country. I think Ohio State's going to win the Big Ten Conference. But Penn State absolutely is one of the best 12 teams in college football, and they're probably better than that. There are not a lot of question marks on this team. The biggest question mark was, how's Drew Aller going to look? And the one thing he could knock him on for last year is not throwing the ball down the field, whether that was by choice or whether that was because of the offensive coordinator. They schemed guys open deep downfield, and they were creative with it, and Drew Aller didn't disappoint. So an A-plus grade for him, and I think Andy Koltynicki is one of the best hires in the entire cycle on the coaching circuit. As for West Virginia, you wanted them, if you're a West Virginia guy, to be more competitive, to look better than you did last year against Penn State, and I think they looked worse. They looked unprepared. They looked like the moment was too big for them. And Penn State made a lot of mistakes early, as did West Virginia. Penn State figured it out. West Virginia never did. No Zach Frazier anymore. You had two bad snaps. You had Garrett Green, who didn't put the ball on the ground at all. The quarterback put it on the ground a couple of times in Saturday's game. If West Virginia would have played Pitt on Saturday, they would have lost the game. If they would have played a team with a pulse on Saturday, they would have lost the game. Just so happened they played one of the best teams in the country, and that's why the score is as lopsided as it was. You'll find out a lot about Pitt and West Virginia coming up on September 14th. Other teams that impressed, Miami. I don't think Florida's any good. I think Billy Napier, the head coach of Florida, in way over his head. They play six ranked teams to finish the season. If they have a better record than 3-9, I'll be shocked. They might go 1-11. They might be a 2-10 football team. They're awful. But the Swamp is still the Swamp. Tough place to play. Miami has a quarterback. Miami has an offensive line. And every year we do the Miami hype machine thing in the offseason, and I make fun of it every year. I think they're for real. Right now, clearly look like the best team in the ACC. By the by, speaking of the ACC, the two teams that are suing the conference are a combined 0-3. Florida State and Clemson. Pitt fans should be giddy about that. The rest of the ACC goes 15-12 in these first couple of weeks, with week zero included. All right, coming up next, we transition back to the pro game. Mark Caboli is going to join us in studio for a couple of hours, and he wrote just last night about Cam Hayward and the contract situation there. What is the latest on Cam? Are they going to pay him? Is Cam optimistic? We get into all that to start with Caboli. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road in McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 75, low 50.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.